Phil Henry Show at 1-800-449-8686. By the way, that Ben Folds 5 you played during the break to alert our affiliates that we're coming back. Boy, that sucks. Nah, it's okay. All right, now, Craig and Schaefer, I got here Music from the Park, featuring performances by Patty Austin, Bare Naked Ladies, Tim Curry, the Disney Big Band, Etta James, Brian McKnight, Take Six, the Rembrandts, etc. I'll play the song. You tell me on which ride at the Magic Kingdom it's featured. Oh, Jesus, what is this? Splash Mountain is right. What are you doing on mic? You don't ever go on mic. Oh, you're not on mic. Okay. Don't you ever do that. We got no freaking sidekicks on this show. I understand. I'm kidding around. You said Splash Mountain, Mike. You're right. Do you question the taste of having a black performer sing Zippity Doodah, or is that just... Come on, back off. See, the whole thing about Disney, is this on Buena Vista? They just don't get it, do they? Disney's got a problem understanding. First of all, Disney gets into the talk radio business and they fail miserably. Then they buy a baseball team. They fail miserably. Then they try to do something as benign as put out a CD with Music from the Park, and the first black performer up, she's singing Zippity Freakin' Doodah. Well, how about them apples, huh?
Yeah, I'll go out over there, see how Br'er Rabbit's doing, too.
Will you people get a clue? Will you have some common decency? Pretty good song, though. See the story in the paper today about the Angels? And the quote was from Michael Eisner, I think, or was from Tony Tavares, who's the president of the Angels. He said he just doesn't have any passion for running a baseball team. Isn't that a great thing to tell your players? Well, I tell you what, Mike, I hear you're good at making money. Now, I've heard that Michael Eisner's good at making money. Have you heard that? I hear he makes money with amusement parks, but this guy can't make any money with a baseball team. Eisner's talents end there, don't they? I wonder how that happened. I thought this cat had the golden touch. This guy can't take a baseball team and make any money with it. But he let the Patty Austin singing that Zippity Doodah till the cows come home. God, what a racist. I'm kidding. All right, here we go. Here's number two. Let's see who gets this one. What ride is this featured on? This is the Pointer Sisters. The Pointer Sisters here. Come on, man. We don't need the freaking buildup. What am I going by, the Blue Bayou restaurant? That's a tip-off, by the way. Pirates, Life for Me. Pirates of the Caribbean.
Yo, yo, Pirates, Life.
Yo, yo, yo!
We plunder, we raffle, we loot. We kidnap and ravage and don't give a hoot.
We rape and we pillage all the women. Oh, I'm sorry. All right, here's number three. This is, what ride is this from? What is it? Snow White's Castle? No, it is not. Oh, yeah, it is.
It's a world of laughter.
No, it ain't.
World of tears.
Small world. World. Ain't no Cinderella's Castle.
And a world
God.
Of fears.
All right, let's go over now to cut four. So you guys are doing okay. Why? Because you spend all your freaking waking hours at Disneyland when you're not here. Because you guys haven't grown up. 30 years of age, and this guy goes to Disneyland alone. Which one's this?
Davy.
Davy.
Davy Crockett.
What ride's it from?
King of the Wild Frontier.
It's from which land? Frontierland, right.
Oh, it's funky.
Is he supposed to sound like a fag, or is that...
But it has a country feel.
Oh, hi, Davy. Oh, Jesus, Davy in 2-inch heels. Get him. This is Tim Curry. Oh, Davy, Davy Crockett.
Tennessee.
Oh.
Greenest state in the land.
Oh, Tennessee, oh, God.
Raised in the woods,
so's he knew every tree.
Killed him. Get out of here, you limey. Sing something about the great Southeast. All right, now let's move on here to the next one. Which ride is this from? This is cut number 5. Huh? Haunted Mansion's right. This guy got it right off the back, Schaefer. How do you know? I can't even tell. Oh, you ass. You've listened to the CD. Is this Bare Naked Ladies? Bare Naked Ladies doing the music from the Haunted Mansion.
When the cryptos creak and the tombstones quake, spooks come out for screaming way. Happy haunts materialize
and begin to vocalize.
Grim grinning ghosts come out to socialize.
Davey.
Close your eyes and don't try to hide, or a silly spook may sit by your side, shrouded in a daft disguise. They pretend to terrorize.
Grim-grinning ghosts come out to socialize.
Creeps with eerie eyes.
Grim grinning ghosts come out to socialize.
Yeah, take this home and play this for the kids. That's pretty cool. Does that band remind you a little bit of Oingo Boingo? Or is that just my old stupid memory? Forget it. All right, here's number 6. What ride is this from? This ain't no ride. It's a land. No, it says Fantasyland, but it's the theme to Lion King, the Legend of Lion King, performed by the Rembrandts. God, how uninteresting.
From the grandest of...
Forget it. And then finally, forget it. You guys get the general idea. But I thought it was very interesting this morning reading about the Angels. You know, they started the season last night with a loss to the Yankees. Dodgers won. And it was a 3-2 loss, and Mike Socia, who is, I'm not saying he's a neighbor of mine, I mean, he lives within 60 miles of me, so I kind of know him, started out as the Angel manager last night. They lost 1-3-2. Ball club apparently played with a lot of heart and soul, but they were talking about how they'd love to play for the Yankees. They interviewed these guys this morning in the paper. They said, we'd much rather be playing for an organization that, A, knows what it's doing, B, cares about its players, and C, is committed to winning. The only guy they had anything good to say about was Socia. Mo Vaughn was behind him 100%. Players saying, well, Mike's the guy. He's the guy that's going to get us through this living hell of a season where we've got a guy who owns us and doesn't care and couldn't care less and wants to get rid of us just as fast as he possibly can. And his name is Mike Eisner. I just go back on what I said earlier. I thought that guy knew how to make money. I guess he's going to sell a club for a nice little profit, huh? But Mike, not that I know anything, and compared to you, I don't, but couldn't you make a lot more if the team was winning? In other words, could you not really maximize your, as in the words of the great John Leguizamo there in Carlito's Way, couldn't you maximize your potentiality? I'm about to break into something, man, that's going to explode. I'm going to maximize my potentiality. If the team was winning, you'd make a couple of bucks. But as it sucks, so there they are. They're stuck down there. I just thought that I'd... All right, let me go through my healthy living catalog today because I think I want to buy some more stuff. Yesterday, of course, I had that great capsule, Apollo splashdown capsule thing. I said to Maria, look at this, we can go into these deals that paddles around in the water. You can get a floating thing. Well, she says, you're a fat tub of guts. You can't get in either one of those. You better get the splashdown capsule, pal. It says here holds 500 pounds. I said, thank you for that. Now, this is called Healthy Living and has different products, I guess, for healthy living. Right off the bat here, recommended by Dr. Ruth, world-renowned sex therapist, the Erosilator, overwhelmingly preferred by women, is the first device designed exclusively for sexual excitement. And it's got a picture of Dr. Ruth you got to see. It looks like she's either sitting on one or she... It produces stronger, more intense orgasms. God! What is this? Comes in the mail. Anybody can pick it up out of your mail chute, if you'll pardon the expression, and read it, no matter what the age. It produces stronger, more intense, whatever. Comes equipped with four interchangeable heads, has three intensity levels to produce a variety of sensations, and is virtually noiseless. Can also be used for body massages. Clinically tested, UL listed, made in France. Instructional guide by Dr. Ruth. Dr. Ruth will tell you how to use it. It's got four different little attachments. Everything about this is something that I would, but with her face next to it, shot, gone. Gone. The whole idea, the whole vicarious thrill, gone. Help your hair naturally, more and thicker hair without harsh chemicals or costly implants. Recent scientific data shows that poor circulation in the scalp area is a major cause of bald and thinning hair. Right. Yes, sirree. The natural amino acid, L-arginine, has been clinically proven to increase circulation, encourage new hair growth and thicker hair. Did I ever tell you that when I was 35 or something, I went out and I went ahead and I purchased some products from the mail to try to get my freaking hair to grow. And I'll tell you about it when we come back. It's either that or you got to listen to Tim Curry sing the Davy Crockett theme, and it's a toss-up. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show. Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686. More tragedy in the news here. A 9-year-old boy whose grandmother allowed him to drive a car about 140 feet up a driveway was killed when the vehicle accelerated and crashed into an embankment, deploying the car's airbags. The boy died Sunday at a hospital about an hour after he was pulled from the car. He had neck and head trauma consistent with an airbag injury. His grandmother, age 71, was in the front passenger seat and was not injured. Did you have read the story, ma'am?
Yes, I saw the story, Phil, and I wanted to comment to you because I am an assistant teacher at Joyful Union Elementary.
And now, that is in Bellflower?
That is in Bellflower, yes. And there is a need, I think, for emergency legislation. This is such a tragedy.
This little boy was driving in the car. I mean, and the grandmother. I was commenting to somebody. Imagine that, you know, your life has come to an end, and you think everything is great, and you know you don't have to work anymore, and to have your, your grandson die.
I think it is a tragic situation. I am appalled not only at the fact that the boy is dead, but also at the fact that his grandmother had not instructed him better. I am 40 years of age myself, Phil. I'm not old. But this woman was 71 years of age, was not capable of instructing this boy, and was not capable of teaching this child how to drive that car and how to operate a motor vehicle properly. Now, I have an 8-year-old nephew, and we are in need of emergency legislation that should be enacted so that in this state it is legal in some instances for children to be able to operate a motor vehicle.
And why would we need that?
Phil, we have in the United States laws that make it legal for a 14-year-old or a 12-year-old child to drive a tractor or a truck or something like that because it is needed in the family.
Right. I mean, well, farming communities need younger kids to operate motor vehicles and tractors because they oftentimes work for the family.
That is correct. But I think that you can't just limit it to that. I think you need to understand there are always situations where it is necessary for someone, perhaps under a legal driving age, to transport someone for whatever reason. I have an 8-year-old nephew. And my nephew and I have been forced to live outside the law. I am forced to lie to my sister-in-law. I am forced to live deceptively because of the state of California traffic laws, which I think are patently unfair and penalize individuals such as myself. I work as a teacher's assistant. I need to go to a grocery store.
Are you driving now?
No, sir, I'm not. as I told the man who answered your phone, I am not...
Why are you not driving?
I have had my license removed. And as a result, I've had to use an 8-year-old child, which I ordinarily I would never think to do because it is a violation of the law, but I do not know what else to do. I use an 8-year-old child to help me transform myself around the city. I give this child as much guidance as I can. I know that it is dangerous.
You got your 8-year-old nephew driving you around?
Yes, sir. As I told you, screen it.
Good God. I mean, how do you keep from getting stopped?
I told the man who answered the phone that...
Well, forget about what you told Mike. Tell me, okay?
Yes, sir. Well, we are forced to break the law. I'm not a lawbreaker. We are forced to live outside of these certain constraints. I have to lie to my sister-in-law.
Why are you lying to your sister-in-law?
That is her son. And he comes around to the house every morning. She thinks that I'm driving him to school.
And in point of fact, he's driving?
I give this boy as much instruction as I can, but yes.
How far is he driving?
Oh, we live about 3 miles from the school.
So your 8-year-old nephew is driving you?
He is driving the car down the boulevard, yes. And I can tell you I'm not proud of that, but I don't know what else I can do.
Because why don't you have a license?
I had my license suspended for a year.
Why?
I am not proud of it. I've had DUI.
You've had DUIs?
Yes, sir, I have. But I have been forced because I have to work, and I have to use the store, and I have to do other things. I have been forced because it's an unfair law. And
what do you find unfair about the law? I mean, we can't have 8-year-old kids driving.
I don't think we should have 8-year-old children driving either, Mr. Henry. But I also think that in the event of a need, in the event of an emergency, I brought up the example of farming communities. I brought up the example of some children who have driver's licenses under the age of 16 or 17 or 18 when there is a need.
Let me ask you something. How do you keep from getting stopped? I understand that you have a need. Isn't there a bus? Isn't there...
Phil, I have tried. The bus lines are unreliable. A taxi cab is prohibitively expensive. I cannot rely on other friends because they are working. I need to get around, and I need to get to my job.
So does he go to school at your school?
Yes, he does. Yes, he does.
So he drives, and it's as if you drove.
That is a deception, yes, sir. And I'm so ashamed of it, but there is nothing that I can do right now because I have to drive. I have to get to and from work. And I've had, like I said, I've had several DUIs, and I'm not proud of that at all. But I have had several DUIs, and I've...
How is he capable of driving?
We use assistance. We use a restaurant. I have a seat for him, a restaurant-style booster seat. We also use blocks on the wheels, on the gas pedals and on the brakes.
Who installed those?
My brother did. His uncle.
Oh, boy. I mean, that is wild. So they've installed blocks on the accelerator and on the brakes. And
that is correct, yes. And we also have tried to make the child look as presentable as we can. I cannot...
Well, what happens when a cop goes by and sees a kid? You're going to get pulled over.
That's true, sir. But what we've tried to do is make him as adult appearing as we can. We have put a hat on him, or we painted... I use eyeliner.
Eyeliner for what?
For like a mustache or something like that on him. So he wears a hat and a mustache. And I have attempted to, Mr. Henry, it's nothing that I'm proud of, but I have attempted to make him look as adult as he can. Otherwise, I can't get to work. The state of California is penalizing me because, yes, I've had DUIs, but to take my license away from me. And
no, I want to know. You've got the kid driving in a car, wearing a hat. You've painted a...
Sir, I'm very, very sorry that I bothered you.
No, hold on. Don't worry about it. Hold on.
I certainly did not call up. I understand I didn't call up to be laughed at.
No, but hold on for a minute. You got the kid in the car. You painted a mustache on him. He's wearing a hat. Okay?
Yes, sir.
And what else you said?
I have him holding a cigar. A White Owl cigar.
So he looks like an adult man?
Yes, sir. And I am not proud of this at all, but I don't know what else I can do. I have to have a transportation to work. There are no other adults that I know of.
No other adults?
No, there are not. Everyone works intermittently. I have absolutely no ability to transport myself.
Will you, what's your name, dear?
Well, I don't want to...
Just give me your first name.
Clara.
Clara, hold on. That's Clara, the Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686. How you doing, Clara?
Yes, Miss Henry.
Okay, so you are a teacher? You're a teacher's assistant?
Yes, I'm a teacher's assistant at elementary school.
In Bellflower?
In Bellflower, California, yes.
All right, now, dear, you've had DUIs, and you have your 8-year-old nephew driving you to school, to the store, and you feel that this should be enacted as emergency legislation?
I'm saying that as long as there are people who cannot get around for whatever reason. And I am not proud of deceiving the police.
You've been doing this for how long with your nephew?
Since the beginning of the school year.
Since the beginning of the school year, and you have him in a mustache and a hat?
In a pork pie hat. I don't know if you're familiar with it.
No, I'm not. A pork pie hat?
Yes, it's a small hat. It looks like an adult man's hat, yes.
And you paint a mustache on him with are we talking about what?
Eyeliner. I use a mascara pencil.
Man, you're playing a dangerous game.
I know that, sir, but I really feel that with proper training, even an 8-year-old child can transport you around. It is not a difficult thing.
Well, he's small, and I mean, those cars are made for big people. Here's Los Angeles on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Yes.
Yes, ma'am.
She's putting her 8-year-old child's life in danger, and as a teacher assistant, she should know the child is not developed yet to be driving.
Well, he is.
His coordination is off, and also his mentality, and also you're depriving your child of an education because when he goes to school, the only thing that's on his mind is driving you around.
No, he has, first of all, I understand what you're saying. As a teacher's assistant, I recognize that the child, but with proper training, he can operate a motor vehicle. I am not putting him in a dangerous situation out on a freeway.
You are also a child abuser. You're putting him on.
I'm a child abuser. You have to watch your mouth.
You are putting
You should watch your mouth because
his,
I am not a child abuser.
You're painting a mustache on him.
How is that child?
Him up as an adult. You are abusing the child.
How do I abuse the child?
The way that you describe, the way you dress him up to resemble an adult. That's child abuse.
Otherwise,
and
the police officer
know that.
No,
and you are also operating
child abuse
out of the subconscious.
I would tell you right
now. Conscious.
I would tell you right now, I'm a teacher. I don't know what you
do. I'm also a teacher.
You sit around. You're a teacher.
I'm
where?
Also a teacher.
Where do you teach?
It doesn't matter where I teach.
I don't believe
you
because you don't sound very educated to me.
But,
I don't think that you have
you don't
an understanding. I don't think you have
you
an understanding.
You don't either. You have no education.
I have
and
no
you're
education.
Not a Christian and you're a child abuser.
I will tell you that I took my degree from a teacher's college in Johnson
it
City,
doesn't
Texas.
Mean anything. Just because you have a degree doesn't make you educated. And also,
I
you don't
you
have
are,
common sense.
For you to say that I'm a child abuser, I think oversteps what the meaning of that
it.
Term is.
Think about it. You
I,
are,
think
I know
you,
what a child abuser is,
I think
okay?
You need
and
to understand
you are taking
what child abuser
nephew
is.
And dressing
all right, well,
him
let,
up.
Let me jump in, ladies, if I could. By child abuse, what she's dressing him up in an adult...
I am trying to avoid the police.
Is having him doing things that an adult should be doing, and that is child abuse.
That is wrong, Mr.
That
Henry.
Is child
that
abuse.
Is not,
I would
well,
not take a
just,
child
just the mere
and
fact
dress
of,
him up as an adult to do my work.
The
and
mere
no law will honor what you want. No law in the land will honor what you want.
I will tell you that in some states in the nation, they have driver's licenses for children that are 12 or 13 years of age because they work on farming community. They work in rural
in areas. Rural
areas,
yes.
In
but
rural
you
areas.
Are not living in a rural area.
I have the
you
need.
You are not living in a rural area.
I've
and even in rural areas, that's still wrong.
I have. That is still
you
wrong.
You are not living
that
in
is
a
still
rural
in a rural area.
Area. You
for
know what?
To go
your
out and work
is,
on the farm.
You could drive your own car. You don't want to.
No, ma'am. I would.
You
but
can
I have,
drive
how many,
your own car.
How many what? DUIs have you had?
I've had 3.
Oh, you're also an alcoholic. That's why you're not driving. And now you want to take your nephew and make him drive?
I do not deny
and that's
that.
Not child abuse?
I have not had a good relationship with a father. I do not deny that. But I am saying that there's nothing wrong with painting a mustache on a child and giving him a white-out cigar. He does not.
As a teacher, assistant, you know that's child abuse.
He does not smoke the cigar.
It does not matter. It is still child abuse.
And
they're on him, mate. If you had him doing one adult thing, he would start doing other adult things.
I think that is twisted thinking.
It is not
that,
twisted
no, that
thinking.
Is absolutely twisted
if
thinking.
If I had been 8 years old and my father allowed me to drive his car, I would have thought I was grown.
You know,
okay?
I think it is
productive. And I would have gone
you.
In and asked my parents for a cigarette and
I
some
think
beer.
That is very presumptuous of you to know what you would be doing when you're 8 years old. I don't know how old you are now, but you don't sound like you're very young. So I don't think you
can remember when I was 8 years old. I have a beautiful childhood. I love my childhood.
First of all, you have to understand, I love this child very, very much. I love this child.
I was not driving.
I would not hurt this child at all.
And none of my school friends was driving at 8 years old.
You
have no love for that child. You are a child abuser.
The
child is only an object to you.
The child, I love that child very
much. No, you do not.
And that child takes me down to the Lucky Supermarket.
You have no love, no self-esteem, a respect for your own self.
I have total respect for myself. I have DUIs. I do not deny that I have had DUIs. But when I put my nephew in a pork pie hat,
have you gone into an alcohol program?
That's
a
good.
Have you gone into an alcohol program?
That's a good question. Have you, Clara?
I have,
Clara.
I have seen the brochure for Alcoholics Anonymous.
You have not gone into an alcohol program. You enjoy being an
alcoholic.
And you're doing things.
Are you
that
drinking? Let me ask the question, Clara. Are you drinking currently?
I have a Budweiser Tall Boy at the end of the day. There's nothing wrong with that.
Yes, it is.
There is nothing wrong with a Budweiser Tall Boy.
Are you telling
me a Budweiser Tall Boy? A Budweiser Tall Boy. There is nothing wrong with that at
all. That is still liquor.
That is a Budweiser Tall Boy.
All you need is some orange juice, really.
You go out and have yourself a good time on orange juice and cold water. Is that what you're saying?
I want cold water poured on your head.
I don't need any, sister. I would tell you, I love that child.
I want to pour cold water on your head.
I love that child so very much. I love that child very much.
You don't love that child.
And because,
well, I find it bizarre. I won't go so far as to say it's child abuse. I find it bizarre that you paint a mustache on him and put a pork pie hat on his head.
I need for the child to pass as an adult with law enforcement.
That's child abuse still.
That is not
and she's child doing
abuse.
That.
Well, but, well, I don't know how you say it's child abuse.
You have children. You know,
I would never do this.
Do
I would never do this with a child.
I don't know that dressing
the child up with a hat and a mustache, though, is what's abusive is making the child drive the car.
That's
true
right now.
That's
that both of you.
Very true.
I think you're both in very dangerous.
And also, he's in the car
he
with
loves
the alcoholic.
He loves it very much.
He loves to drive a car with his aunt, who's an alcoholic.
You know something? You're stuck on that word, aren't you?
I am, really.
I would tell you right now.
That's
that
your whole problem.
He loves to drive that car. That child loves that car. He loves to go see his grandpa in that car. Sometimes he'd take it out on a weekend or whatever. There is nothing wrong.
Wait a minute. Is the kid driving the car with you in it?
Yes.
And sometimes with you not in it?
He loves to, no, not with me not in it. I'm always with the child. But he loves to drive me to go get my tall boy.
You're an alcoholic aunt always with your nephew whom you are abusing.
No, he loves. You are very rude. You are very rude and you are very twisted. I do not think you have any education at all. And he loves to drive me to get my tall boy.
I have an education.
Sister, what education do you have? You don't mind me asking.
I'm a teacher. I have a degree in elementary education.
I do not believe you. I think you are lying.
I don't care.
I believe you.
I believe every word you're saying because you sound like the kind of person who would do what you're doing.
Because you believe the worst in people. I am trying to tell you the best is for me to get to my school.
But you are on radio giving
school.
Us your worst. You
I
are giving millions of listeners your worst. The worst side of
what are the things? What
anybody who's listening will agree with me.
I want to ask a question. You're giving him cigars.
He's not lighting these cigars.
No, I know he's not lighting the cigars, but you're putting a hat on him. Are you doing anything else?
He will be lighting them. Just keep on
giving him those cigars. I give him a flask, and sometimes he takes a sip. But there's nothing in the flask but Hawaiian Punch. He loves the Hawaiian Punch.
It's in a flask?
I don't believe it.
You don't believe it because you want to believe it.
And he's also smoking.
You a liar. You are slander.
You are giving that child a sip of beer. I've seen it done. And he's
also smoking.
You've
seen it done maybe in your trashy neighborhood. It's not done in my neighborhood.
I don't live in a trashy neighborhood. I beg your pardon.
I tell you, you did see that done in your neighborhood. That is not done in my neighborhood.
Wait a second. You're giving him Hawaiian Punch out of a flask. I mean, he'll imprint that flask. That flask is for alcohol.
She's putting alcohol in there, Phil. Don't let her leave you alone.
I have listened to this ignorant trash for as long as I wish, and I will no longer listen
and
to this
ignorant
trash.
And how is your day, by the way?
You are trash.
How is your day mentally?
And you are trash. All right? I hope you understand.
She's hung up. All right, anyway.
That is a trash can behavior. My whole life, I have never...
No, wait a second. The kid is driving down the street. You've painted a mustache on him. He has on a pork pie hat.
Yes, that's right.
He's holding a White Owl cigar, and he's taking a sip out of the flask.
It's just to give the impression to police officers that an adult is driving a car. There is no alcohol. He'll never light up that cigar. And
all right, even if he doesn't light up the cigar, or even if he's not really drinking booze, there is something kind of weird. Is it like a game?
That's right. I tell him that we're going to go play the game now with the police officers. Everything is all right. The child, I say we're going to go play the game with a police officer. This is where you make that stupid policeman think that you look like a grandpa, or you look like Uncle M.L. or something like that, you know.
What is the little boy's name?
His name is Dondre.
Dondre?
Dondre, right.
All right, hold the line, okay, Clara?
Well, I mean, I'm simply saying...
I understand. You're talking about the news story about the little boy that was driving his grandmother's car. That little guy died. He was killed. Apparently, this woman thinks that you can train a 8-year-old to drive a car. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show.
Double-breasted suit or something like that, you know.
You're not putting him in that, are you?
No, but I'm saying you could change up the look on him.
All right, we're talking with Clara, and she drives. She's had 3 DUIs, so her 8-year-old nephew drives her around. Now, she saw the story about the little 9-year-old boy that was killed in Massachusetts because he was allowed to drive the car by his grandmother. And you think that that woman was senile?
I think with proper training, I think that child could have driven that car. I think that old lady had not trained that boy. And that was a tragedy of that. I am saying that my 8-year-old nephew drives me everywhere, not everywhere.
Is he on the freeway?
No. I will not let him go on the freeway. I will not let him go out on the freeway. But he drives me to the store. He goes with Auntie to get Auntie tall boys, you know. And
he goes to get your tall boys. Right, here is Fort Lauderdale on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hello. But I'm saying this Clara person, she's a nut.
I'm a nut?
You're a nut.
Why? Because I have to...
At first she said she has him to drive her to work. She has to get back and forth to work.
I have to get back and forth.
And now she says he drives her to the store to get tall boys. What kind of sense does that make?
I am saying that I need to get to the store. I need
then
to get to
the
school.
Then you walk or you catch a cab or you catch a bus.
I walk in a trash. I live in a trash neighborhood.
Whatever. You having this kid drive you to get tall boys? What kind of sense does that make?
Well, the reason why I said that is he loves to go get auntie
tall
boys.
No, he doesn't love to go get auntie anything. He's doing what auntie tells him to do because he doesn't know any better. You're a nut. You know that? You're an absolute nut.
I love my nephew. Have you got
children? No, I don't think you love
your
nephew.
Have you got children?
Oh, I have children. And I wouldn't have them at 8 years old driving me to the store to get a beer. This is ridiculous, Phil. This woman is a
nut. If you had DUIs and your license was suspended, what would you do?
If you had DUIs, the next best thing to do is walk, lady. Walk.
That's right. I mean, that's the thing. Because God forbid that anything should happen. If anything in traffic happens, that, you know, traffic is a dangerous situation.
That's correct.
This boy has wonderful coordination.
He knows exactly how to get to the store to get her tall boys, and he knows exactly how to take her to work. He has good coordination to get there.
That's right. The boy has good hand-eye coordination.
Of course he does. You've taught him how to get to the store. He probably even goes in and knows how to buy the stuff for you. Did you have him do that, too, for you?
No, of course I do not.
This is terrible. This is terrible. Ridiculous.
I am saying that little boy that died in Massachusetts, had he had proper training,
what does eight-year-old children need to know about driving? They need to be playing hopscotch and learning how to read and write in school. What in the heck are they doing learning how to drive at 8 years old?
And what am I supposed to do when I got 3 DUIs and I cannot walk to school? You can't walk. You cannot walk
Catch a cab.
I live in Los Angeles, California.
The
bus schedules here are wrong. The buses are very intermittent here.
That's not this child's problem. That's your problem.
He has always loved to take Auntie to the bingo or whatever we do.
Oh,
we go down
God.
To the school.
This woman is.
I'm out of my mind. Well, I'll tell you, I work. All right.
Yeah, you
I'm
work.
Not going
to
sit at home.
You pay for your tall boys and gas to get you over there to get that. That's
and what's
what
wrong with
for.
What's wrong with a woman settling down with a Budweiser tall
There's
boy?
There's nothing wrong with that, but don't include an 8-year-old child in doing that.
I'm
okay,
not having a child.
You do that. You drink and you get drunk as much as you want to and get some more DUIs.
Woman,
okay?
I am not having that child drink that beer with me. I'm simply saying.
Of course not. Well, he might as well, but he's driving you to get him.
He
what
might as
you
well.
Have him, you have him take you to the store too to get your necessary.
And what kind of insanity?
Have him do that for you too.
I beg your pardon.
Do you have him do that for you, too?
I beg you know, I would slap your mouth.
Oh, I wish I could
for the
get
filth
to
that comes
oh,
out
God.
Of your mouth. And what would you do? I am telling you, I treat
oh,
that child,
God.
I treat that child well.
Oh,
and
God.
I would never have that child go in and get
you know
tampons
what?
Or tampons. But
sense,
you probably have your child go in.
Have any sense,
you probably
say,
have
baby.
Your child go in and get your tampons
oh,
and something like
ridiculous.
That.
Okay, ladies, this is. Ladies, this is unnecessary, okay?
Well, this woman brought up the whole a monthly necessary and everything like that. I would never. I would never have that child.
All right, well, let's. Well, is the kid's not going in and buying the beer, is he?
Okay, but he's having to drive him over there. What's the difference?
I gave him a note. I gave a note one day. I said, would you please release six tall boys to my nephew, because I have a headache.
Oh, my God.
No store, no liquor licensed store should ever release alcohol to a child, even if he does have a note.
Oh, my God.
Okay?
Oh, my God.
This
well, you're all talking about, you're talking about tampons and everything else.
Not only should she be in AA programs, but she should be in the nut house also. She has a problem.
I have got no nut house. I work at a school. Well, you are the one who called up and said that I'm an alcoholic.
Well, you have three DUIs.
That make me an alcoholic?
That's what it makes you. You're still doing it, too. You haven't learned anything.
I have three tall boys. I have a couple of tall boys tonight to relax. What do you do to relax?
Then you walk to the store.
What you do to relax?
Tall
you stick your finger in a wall socket or something to relax?
Oh, my God.
Is that what you do? Well, what do you do to relax?
I listen to people like you to relax. I listen to idiots like you.
You
That's
listen to
I
idiots
do.
Like me. You know
That's
something?
Right.
You have never had a tall boy. You don't know how to relax.
I don't need a tall boy, lady. You're my tall boy, okay?
Yeah, is that right? Well, I'll tell you that the relaxing effect of a tall boy is a very wonderful thing.
Okay, then you need to walk and get that then, sweetheart.
Why don't you go have yourself another tall boy?
So you're throwing me off the air?
No, I'm done. The show is done.
All right. Thank
well,
you.
Where are you going?
I'm out of here, lady.
Oh,
I'm
you
done.
Got you call me up and you give me crap. Now you hang
if
up.
If there was more time, lady, I'd have more to say.
Oh,
but
is that
time
right?
Is over.
I'll tell you something about that tampon crack. I would slap your face for that.
Oh God, we would be slapping each other, okay?
Is that right? You think
no
you,
doubt.
You
we
come
would
at
be.
Me. Come at me.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Phil, get her off. Throw her out somewhere, okay?
Where'd she go? I'll kick her ass.